This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hadith number 2 from the level kindergarten of meadows of the righteous. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Silu arhamakum," connect with your relatives. This hadith, in its shortness, is an instruction for us to make that connection with our relatives, those whom Allah has given us a connection through the womb, through the lines of kinship. They will include our brothers, our sisters, our aunties, paternal, maternal, our grandparents, our cousins, our nephews, nieces, and so on. But those who are close to us, those who are relatives to us, this instruction from the Prophet ﷺ is that we should connect with our arham, those close people to us, because they are our family and they have a right over us. And that's why Allah mentions in the Quran, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, give the one who is close to you, give him their right. And so we can teach the child through this hadith the importance of how do we connect with our relatives, by visiting our cousins, visiting our uncles, asking about them. You know, if your child is grown up and he can maybe has a telephone, or if not, maybe to send them a message, send them a letter, a message of salam, greetings in Eid, greetings in Ramadan, these occasions, you know, that kind of actions invites the child. And also you can ask the child to think of ways of how they can connect with their kings and their relatives. And obviously also important is to teach children to know who their relatives are. What are the names of your grandparents? Who are the names of your uncles from your father's side, from your mother's side, your brothers and sisters, your cousins, etc. And that teaches the child the importance of knowing our relatives and how we should have to be kind to them, and maybe a more concentration on those who are close to us, the closest and the closest, our mothers, our fathers, and so on. A very important lesson to teach the child how to connect with our close ones, our relatives, through different modes, and get the child to think of ways of how they can incorporate that into their lives. And subhanAllah, you find that the children's imagination is so great in this matter. Assalamu alaikum.